indaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 21 Phalakazi 2018 ngupresident Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yama yenholo imali esiyitholayo ukuthi imali yethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ungakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele kunganani kuyona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi efike esikolo.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana lababalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni.
Ithi lokhu kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi lapho abantu ababe befuna khona ikheshi ngoba abanye bayafuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi ayemakhaya okubhadala khona ikheshi okungalayikho kheshi okungalaswipe. So manje kathesi abantu zindwendwe zodwa abantu vele isiminye eminye akwazakali ukuthi bazayikhupha yini.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota lokuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe osokuthwala senzima abantu beZimbabwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje sihamba labaculi ababili abacula bese South Africa, uNkunzi yomnyama yomanzi amnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhlanje uhlangane lenkokheli yenhlanganiso emele ilungelo lababalisi eye Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekene nalazo elizweni. Umnangagwa ubikwa yenze izithembiso ezithize ezingabambakiyo kodwa engatsho lutho kangako ngeholo ababalisi abafuna lihlawulwe nguhulumende ngedola leMelika. UGibson Bebe usethulela lolu daba.
Ekhuluma lentatha lezindaba ngemva kwalomhlangano owenzelwe emahofisini kamongameli eMunu Mutapa Building, umkhokeli weProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe umnumzana Takawafira Jowu uthi bajabule ngokuphiwa isikhathi sokulalela izikhalazo zababalisi okwenziwe uMnangagwa. Esinye isikhalazo abasethule kuMnangagwa uJowu uthe bafuna ababalisi zengezele iholo lifike unkulungwane ezintathu zamadola 3000 ngenyanga.
Umhlangano wathaita na president tataura
umhlangano esiwukhulumileyo lo president sikhulume udaba lomholo ukuthi awusenini ababalisi abasenelisi ukuthi baye emsebenzini ngoba izimali ezifunakalayo ukuthi baphile azisenini. Sikhulume njalo ukuthi ababalisi kumele labo baphiwe ama-allowance achiyeneyo njalo ukuthi ababalisi ngabantu abafuna umsebenzi wabo kodwa imali abayiholayo eye-$284 imali enlutshwane. Ngabe uhulumende ubaholisa ngemali ye-US dollar ngoba izinto ezitolo sezithengiswa ngemali yaphansi.
Ariya vanotambira J284 imali shoma zvikuru kwazvo.
Uzo upinde wati bafuna ukuthi ababalisi bathole izimota ngoba besebenza endaweni ezikhatshana lalapho abahlala khona.
Vanenge zvakawanda zvimwe zvatatitaura vava vachivimbisa kuti zvinokurumidza zvinokwanisa kuvimbisika nokukurumidza.
Omunye esikukhulumileyo basithembise ukuthi bazawulungisisa ngokuphangisa kanye lokuthi obaba labomama abangababalisi befundisa endaweni ezithiyeneyo benelise ukuthi basebenze ndawonye. Udaba lokukhuthaza ababalisi abangabesifazane emsebenzini okunye bathe bazaqala bayekhuluma labohlangothi lwezimali lenotho yelizwe okunjengokulungisisa udaba lomholo bathe bazakhulumisana lesiphathamandla sabagogileyo
bathi bachataura na minister wabo unomirira disability
biwa kulokuthile okuthembiswe ngumnangagwa ukuba uzakwethula ngesikhathi esifitshane esilandelayo kodwa akulalutho olubambekayo aluchileyo ngodaba lukholo ledola leMelika. Kunjalo unobhala we-PTUZ umnumzana Raymond Majongwe uthi ababalisi abasoze babuyele emsebenzini kuvulwa izikolo nxa uMnangagwa engafezanga lokho akuthembisileyo emhlanganeni wanamhlanje. Omunye wababalisi unkosikazi Eugene Hlabangana okade ekhona emhlanganweni lo namhlanje uthe benelisile ukumtshela izifiso zabo.
Ha, umhlawana nje uhambe kuhle kakhulu senelisile ukuthi simtshele umongameli welize uPresident Nangagwa ukuthi thina njengababalisi sile nhlupho eziningi kakhulu. One, indaba enkulu esikhulume ngayo indaba yama yenholo, imali esiyitholayo, ukuthi imali yethu esiyitholayo ayisathengi lutho. Ungakhangela khathesi ezitolo ukuthi ukudla kukhwele okunganani, kuyona imali yokuthi ukwanise ukuthola i-transport ukuthi uyefika esikolo. Ungakhangeli imali esiyitholayo for ukuthi umuntu yenelise ukuyafika emsebenzini yi-$90. And sithi imali le asoyokuthi mina ngingumbalisi ngigade, kufanele ukuthi labantu abami bekwanise ukugada ngemali yona leyo $90. And sithi ayikwani. So senelisile ukuthi simbonise upresident ukuthi imali abasinika yona vele ayenelisi. Okunye esikhulume ngakho yindaba yokuthi ama-student teachers laba abafundela ukuba ngababalisi, inholo yabo yakhathwa kakhulu, bathola imali engange-$150. But ungakhangela abafundela ukuba ngamasosha, abafundela ukuba ngamapholisi, imali zabo azikhathwanga, bahola imali ekwani.
Asisenelisa ngawukhuluma lesikhulumele sikamnangagwa umnumzana George Jaramba ngoba ubengadobhi ucingo lwakhe lokamakhala ekhukhwini, njalo umnangagwa ngokwakhe uhle wangena komunye umhlangano ngemva kwalo lababalisi. Umphathi intambo wezemfundo umnumzana Pho Mavima okade ekhona laye kulo mhlangano utshele Studio 7 ukuba uzadlulisa izikhalazo zababalisi ngoba uhulumende eqhathekisa umsebenzi omkhulu abawenzayo. UMavima uke watshela umhlangano labaphathi bezikolo ngenyanga ezimbili ezedluleyo owenzelwe eVic Falls ukuthi uhulumende akasozenelise kwengezela ikhono lababalisi kumbe kubahlawula ngedola leMelika. Asisenelisanga ukuthola icele likamphathi ntambo ogatsha lwezemali umnumzana Mthuli Ncube ngalolu daba loba kuvike edluleyo ethe uhulumende akalayo indlela angathola ngayo imali yaphandle ukuholisa izisebenzi zakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Gibson Bebe.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota kuqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe osokuthwalise nzima abantu beZimbabwe abathengisa imali emgoqweni okungekho emthethweni osiphathelene abakade sebenyamelele ngemva kokubuthwa ngamapholisa kwabaningi babo kumaviki adluleyo sebephendukile. So kusele insuku ezingatsho lutho ukuthi ilanga lekhisimusi lifike. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Indwendwe zezimota ezidinga amafutha ezimota ziqhubekela phambili edolobheni lakobulawayo kuhlangene lendwendwe zokudinga imali emabhanga lapho abantu abaphiwa khona imali yamatshe engaphansi kwekhulu nyeviki. Umnumzana Mandla Chuma isakhamuzi sakobulawayo usola kakhulu ukuba imali itholakala emikambo yensitha ngoba emabhanga ingekho.
Ngithi lokhu kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu lapho sikhangele ikhefu lekhisimusi lapho abantu ababe befuna khona i-cash ngoba abanye bayafuna ukuthi bagade amabhasi emakhaya okubhadala khona i-cash okungalayikho cash okungala swiping. So manje kathesi abantu zindwendwe zodwa, abantu vele isiminye eminye akwazakali ukuthi bazayikhupha yini, okusho ukuthi nxa imali engasatholakalanga abantu bazagcina bedlalela ikhisimusi khonalapha kobulawayo kanti iningi belifisa sibili ukuthi khona liye emakhaya. Ngakho sithi uhulumende ngabe uyazama sibili kumbe kukhitshwa namabhondi lawo ngoba yiwo angana asilethela uhlupho lapha kulelo.
Unkosikazi Sanelisiwe Hadebe ukhala ngokuqansa kwentengo yempahla lokudla ezitolo kanye lokusilela kwemali.
Hayi, intengo seziqanise kakhulu vela kusathengeki, uyazihlupha khona ukuthi siza kudlani ngekhisimusi ngoba ama-prizes sokule prize ye-USA, sokule prize ye-bond, abantu vela ama-queues agcwele balayinile, abantu badidene vele. I-prize yempahla vele abantu bayakhala ukuthi abantwana bagqokani, konke kuqansile.
Umnumzana Love Momoyo okumsebenzi wokuthengisa amaluba kobulawayo uthi ibhizimusi idonsa nzima ngalezi nsuku.
Ukusilewa kwemali sokusaffectile sibili kakhulu kazi ngoba vele azisakwazi lokuthi sibambe ngapi sithini kubusiness ngoba abantu babuya lebond. Ibond nxa ulemukela usithi uyangena ema-store ezinye alisebenzi, ibond bavuma kuphela ema-supermarket, but when you want ukuthi uyathenga ezinye izinto ibond kabasasivumele. So it's like sekufana lokuthi abantu sisebenzele ukudla kuphela, ngoba supermarkets are the only people abavuma ibond. Ungathi uhamba kuma hardware uthi atisamende bazokutshela nge US dollar. Uthi ufuna isimba utshela nge US dollar. Whatever ufuna ukuthenga bakutshela nge US dollar. Whereas US dollar ngona akasili tholi. So thina besicela ukuthi uhulumende nxa inganceda isincede isizwele njengabantu bayo isikhiphele leli bond yalifakayo ngoba ibond leli selisithwala senziwa. Ngabuyezwa sibili siki sibisake lo president ngowakhe ukuthi sicela asikhiphele ibond ngoba ibond selisilimazile asibakwanisi lokuthi siphefumule nxa ibond.
Isimo somnotho simi manzonzo ezweni, amabhanga awala mali, abamavinkili amaningi sebesala ukwamukela imali yohlobo lwebond note bethi bafuna idola leMelika. Uma ungelalo uhlawula okuphethwe kane kumbe kahlanu intengo yedola ngebond osekuchiye abantu bedideke ingqondo. Amafutha ezimota lawo aqhubekela phambili esilela iningi seliphephela emikambo yensitha. Uhulumende uhlala ethembisa ukuba udubo lokusilela kwemali amafutha ezimota lokuqansa kwentengo yempahla kuzalunga, kodwa uZulu uqhubekela phambili ebhekane lendubo lezi. Ngimela iStudio 7 ngiwobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Si lokhe sisedabeni lunye lokusilela kwemali emabhanga kanye lamafutha ezimota siphindi. Usithandekile Nkomhlanga oweStudio 7 uxoxe lomnumzana Melusi Moyo isiphathamandla esifona ngokuqhutshwa kwamabhizimusi enhlanganiseni elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi eyebulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Sokuvukeka kutsha kunokuyani esasiqale ngakho indwendwe yesabeke emabhenki lapha ngamavigoroni lapha amabhenki abantu bazama ukudinga izimali. Ngazi ukuthi sokuyipanikhi yokuthi abantu besiya kuholiday kumbe i-shortage siwe yaba khona njalo yezimali ngoba amalayini akhona lawo besingasawajayelanga akhona namhlanje. Ibhenki engike ngadlula yiyo kathi esingikhulumisana labantu se-emergency kukhanya bebengena nga-5-5 kugadumile eminyango bangena ngi-5-5 abanye besithi hayi kukhanya iyatholakala but bebengeniswa nga-5-5 ngingazi kwamanye amabhanga njalo ngimbona lokho kule ndwendwe nje kuphela. Inani lokho eliyilo lona leyani babelichilo ukuthi nxa uthatha as individual uphiwa $50 then amakampani aphiwa $100.
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela yini belungiselela ikhisimusi?
Abantu bakhanya bephithizela but isimanga esesikhona sengidlula kulaba abathengisa zokudla le i-chicken in sebetshintshile intengo zabo sebebiza imali yasemelika ngebond. Ngawuthi uyaqathanisa nemali yakithi iprice zabo sezidula kakhulu ngoba ngele Melika i-2 pizza yabo bayibiza $2.50 ma uyifuna ngebhondi $9. So okuyikuthi ngezindlela bazama ukuthi abantu bengasasebenzisi ibhondi ngoba kuba cheaper ngawuthenga nge-US but uhlupho olukhona ukuthi imali yeMelika kayikho kuleli lizwe leli. Yebo ye abantu bayabhodabhoda bethengathenga khonokho okuncane nje noma sekula abakhangelela impahla zabantwana baningi kakhulu kula esithi ngama-free market. Ezitolo nje ezinkulu hayi kakuphithizeli kangako, kuphithizela kuma-free market lakhona apha ekudleni.
Uhlupho lwamafutha ezimota okuhambisa ke
wayitsho ke insindaba phendula iyinkinga ke indawo yamafutha le. Sikhuluma nje indwendwe ezibonakalayo eminye imigwaqo size yavaleka ukuthi akusula weyi ngoba imoto sezilayini ezayenza amalayini abayidabhu abamathathu kulokuzima. Ukhanya kakula bungcono obuba khona sibilini emafutheni lapha bathwele nzima abantu bezimota ngoba ngikhangele nje njengomuntu okhanya ngasemabhumuthi ngengafika ngasemarentini ayemakhaya abamabhasi labo sebekhweze okwesabekayo ngenxa yokuthi bathi bona amafutha akawatholakali emafutheni. Ke akula bungcono akula bubeni sigendelishe sikhula zisiya phambili.
Lo ke mnumzana Melusi Moyo isiphathamandla esibona ngokuqhutshwa kwamabhizimusi enhlanganisweni elwela amalungelo ezakhamizi zakoBulawayo iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Sixoxela ye ekoBulawayo. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo-8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama. Namhlanje sinika abalaleli bethu ithuba lokuthi batsho ukuba balungiselela njani ikhefu lekhisimusi phakathi kwenhlupho elibhekane lazo ezigoqela ukungatholakali kwemali emabhanga kanye lokusilela kwamafutha ezimoda. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001202465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni, lingenelani kuhlelo. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, wothi sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafishane. Unobhala ubona ngezomvikela kuhulumende weMelika, uSecretary of Defense Jim Mattis uchiye umsebenzi izolo isithi lokhu kubangelwe yikungezwani lokwehlukana kwemibono phakathi kwakhe nomongameli Donald Trump. Uthi ke isitishi esikhulu sendizamtshina sakweleBrithani sivulwe lamhlanje ngemva kokuvalwa ngolwesithathu ngenxa yodubo lwemitshina yama-drones. Igceke lendizamtshina eleGatwick bese like lavalwa ngoba ama-drones la abikwa abephazamisa abashayeli, okudalele abahambayo inhlupho ngalesi sikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labeZimbabwe abalubhekise ekhaya ngale impela viki ukuyajabulela ikhisimusi bendawonye lezihlobo labangane bakhala ngokuthatha isikhathi eside belokhu bezama ukuphuma emngceleni weBite Bridge. Kodwa-ke uhulumende uthi kwenziwe imizamo eminingi yokuthi kudluleke lula kulo umngcele. UBenedict Nhlapo usipha lolu daba.
Amakhulu ezalwane zeZimbabwe esebenza kwele South Africa basemabhasini emchobeni kubomalayitsha nasezimoteni begijimela ukuthi langekhisimusi liyephuma selesekhaya. Kodwa-ke iningi lithi alithokozi ngendlela iziphathamandla ezibona ukuphuma lokungena kwabantu emngceleni weBite Bridge esebenza ngayo. Umnumzana Wilson Moyo olubhekise kibo enkaya emakhwatini uthi lokhu kungaqhubeka abanye bazayidlalela emngceleni ikhisimusi.
Isimo uma ngaphawula ngaso mhlawumbe esenzakale ebhoda sibuhlungu kakhulu ngempela, sibuhlungu kakhulu, asijabulisi neze. Uyathola ukuthi imoto ziningi, ngathi 1.5 days sebhoda impela imoto zingadluli. Ingadlula izopaka iye ngale iyethule yonke imithwalo ukuze kufika phansi. Ma ungenamali ukuthi mhlawumbe udlulise, cha uzosokola ngempela, kunzima ebhoda, kunzima.
Kodwa kumphathi ntambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya kwele South Africa umnumzana Siyabonga Cwele ukuthi uhulumende wenze konke akwenelisayo ukuze izihambi zingabanjelelwa kulungcele.
Sengezelele izisebenzi zomngcelela ngoba bezisilela. Sengezelela ngesilinganiso esipho sesifike ingxenye ekhulwini. Size sasusa abanye ehofisini yethu enkulu ukuze sivule amahofisi amaningi okudlulisa izihambi ukuze konke kudlule ngokuphangisa.
Isiphathamandla esibona ngezokuthutha lezokuphepha esabelweni seLimpompo unkosikazi Makhoma Makhurupeje uxwayise abasebenzisa umgwaqo N1 olubhekise eBite Bridge ukuthi bengalokothi kwephula umthetho ngoba bazawukhomba olotshwala.
Sesibophe abaningi kulokhu mgwaqo ababengene elizweni kunelamvula, njalo amapholisa asisize kakhulu. Umphathi ntambo ubebatshela ukuthi akula obathiwe ozakhululwa manje, kugoqela bephula imithetho yomgwaqo leyelizwe.
Minyaka yonke umngcele weBite Bridge yiyo olabantu abaningi abaphuma kwele South Africa ngekhefu lekhisimusi. Iningi labo izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezisebenza kulelo lizwe. Nyakenye abanye bagcine bedlalela ikhisimusi endleleni ngenxa yobuningi babantu abebephuma besiya eZimbabwe. Mele Studio 7 eJohannesburg kwele South Africa, nguBenedict Nhlapo.
Kwezemidlalo, umqeqeshi weqembu elimele eZimbabwe yomncintiswano womdlalo wenguqu weCAF Champions League eleFC Platinum uNomeni Mapheza uthi iqembu lakhe libhekane lomdlalo onzima njalo lidinga usekelo ukuze linqobe lase eCongo iBrazzaville eleASA Otto kusasa. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba.
Mapheza utshele intatheli zindaba zemidlalo uba ngasoze balideleli iqembu le-AS Otoho ngoba likhuphe iqembu le-Primero de Agosto okuliqembu elakhupha ele-FC Platinum kumncintiswano owedlulileyo we-CAF Champions League. Umqeqetshi lo uthi bangakwazi mhlophe uba babhekane lani kumdlalo wakusasa njalo abakudinga ukuxhaswa yibo bonke abayingxenye yemuli FC Platinum.
Everybody knows where we're standing now as a club. I think we're just 90 minutes away from.
Wonke umuntu uyakwazi ukuba sisalelwe imizuzu engamachumi ayithoba munye ukuba sifinyelele kusigaba sesibaya esomzuzwane weCAF Champions League. Yikho siyakwazi ukuba kuyini esibhekane lakho ngomgqibelo. Sinethemba njalo ukuba sizathola usekelo esimdingayo kuyo wonke umuntu oyingxenye yeqembu le-FC Platinum ukuze sidlulele phambili kulo mncintiswano.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum bele-ASOTO wabe ngumtshikilo bhanqa 1-1 ngesonto edlileyo, njalo limpumela itsho ukuba iqembu le-FC Platinum lingadlulela phambili nxa umdlalo ongafika komlindo uyagcina zingumtshikilo bhanqa kungela qembu elenelise ukuhlohla. UMapeza yena uthe bazizama uba behlohle ngoba nxa bengadlala besithi bafuna umdlalo uphele kungahlohlanwanga bengazisola iqembu lezivakatshi selihlohle isikhathi siyaphela. Iqembu le-FC Platinum seliyake limele ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano yokudinga intshantshi zezwekazi lase-Afrika kodwa kalizange linelise ukufinyelela kusigaba sezibaya lapho kutholakala khona imali ethe xaxa. Njalo abaningi bakhangelele ukuba lonyaka lingakwenelisa lokhu njengoba kusasa lizabe lidlala lisekhaya. Nakwelinye icele iqembu le-ASOTO ngokwakuqala ukuba liphathe umncintiswano we-CAF Champions League. Iqembu le-FC Platinum lithole ilungelo lokumela ilizwe leZimbabwe kumncintiswano wokudinga intshantshi zezwekazi lase-Afrika ngemva kokuphakamisa isicoco se-league lonyaka njalo ngokwesibili iminyaka elandelana ukuba liphakamise inkezo le. Umdlalo wakusasa uzaqhutshelwa enkundleni yemandava esedolobheni laseZwishabane. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Kuwaza Friday namhlanje sihamba labahlabeleli ababili abacula bese South Africa, uNkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye lo Brian Sibanda. Untungamile inkomo usethulela lolu daba.
Ujoshua Nkomo. Ujoshua Nkomo. Joshua Nkomo. Baba wetu umeli kawe la makawe.
Umqali wesiziba nguBrian Sibanda, insizwa edabuka eBambazi esigabeni sakombimba yona ephethe idlaladelayo lakuqala elilesihloko esithi zangene zebhubezi. Lapha uhaya umfokanyongolo iqhawe lamaqhawe phela. UBrian ukhulele esontweni emaphaneni akombimba lapho ahle waba ngumthontwe ohlaba usamila ngoba ubehlabela ecaweni wakhula waze waba ngumculi osicindezele idlalade. Uyachasisa ke okaSibanda.
Lo mculo lowo kungumculo ongajwayelekile mhlawumbe abanye uyabadida ukuthi manje kungumculo wesintu othe ukuxubanisa kakhulu nginabe kakhulu ngemlayezo. Ngikhuluma ngento eziningi ngempilo, ngothando, ngezinkolo nani nani konke ongakucabanga.
Idlaladeleli lilengoma eziyisishiyagalombili njalo le ngethi umdeni. Njengoba sisiya kukhisimusi nje umhlabeleli ulomlayezo obalulekileyo kubalandeli.
Njengoba sibheke kuma holiday la kakhisimusi naseminyakeni omusha, ngithi mina abantu abaphepha ezingozini nasemgwaqweni sithi kuphepha sisiphatheni kahle. Impilo yefana nje naye nazo zonke izinsuku. Engakusho kube ukuthi mina ngiyanthanda kakhulu.
Abadala bathe kusinwa kudedelwana. Ededa ke uBrian Sibanda uthi abangathanda ukuxhumana laye bengamthola kunombolo zakwele South Africa ezithi 002-784-613-2505. sisukeke ebhambazi silubhekise echolocho lapho okudabuka khona umhlabeleli wesibili unkunzi yomanzi amnyama laye ocula ekwele South Africa. Leli lidlala telikankunzi elesine njalo isihloko salo sithi emsakazweni laye unkunzi olomlayezo omqoka kubalandeli la kuZulu.
Bengithanda nje ukuthi abantu beyiphathe kahle njengoba kulanda uDisemba kanjalo bekwazi ukuthi bethenge nemculo wethu bekwazi ukuyimamela njalo njalo ngoba ziningi imiyalezo siyifaka ezingomeni zethu.
Abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Kusho ukuthi abantu abangathanda ukuthola idlalade leli elami elisha bengakwazi ukuxhumana nami kule nombolo ethi 061 96 87 396. Bawubese bengitholile-ke lapho eda bengene kuFacebook kwipheji lami ethi inkunzi yomanzi amnyama iphatha mcimbi. Ungakwazi ukungithola kuWhatsApp.
Uphuma-ke enkundleni ngale ethi yila amagwala.
Sesifike emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu olwalamhlanje, kodwa ke singakaligqibi uhlelo lwathi sikhangele ezinye zezindaba ebezikhokhela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uhlangana labo abalisi benhlanganiso ye-Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe behlaziya inhlupho ababalisi ababhekane lazo elizweni. Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota uqhubekela phambili ngamandla kobulawayo lakwezinye indawo zelizwe. Kuhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje besihamba labaculi ababili unkunzi yomanzi omnyama kanye loBrian Sibanda. Oselivalelisa kulolu hlelo lwanamhlanje nguPraxedes Jeremiah. Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifana yokusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.